China crisis on Radio Nova, wishful thinking, coming up now to 13 minutes past 7. And on this date, back in the 50s, a record leaped in at number one, the first record ever to do it, and it was number one on this date. Elvis Presley, The Jailhouse Rock, 13 past 7. At number one on this date back in the 50s, the first ever record to do so. 15 and a half minutes past 7 on Radio Nova, and last week's number one.
I light a candle too on love. In love, all problems disappear. But on and on, we soon discover that one and one is all we love.
Yes, Pipes of Peace, which was number one on Top of the Pops last Thursday. It's now nooked away, and you can find out what the new number one is on the Brekkie Trekkie this morning, because, as usual, between 8 and 15, a look at the brand new Top of the Pops Top 20. It's now 19 minutes past 7 from Nova, with all your favourites on Wednesday's A Brekkie Trekkie. Here's one from 1973. Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty, and Stuck in the Middle with You. 22 minutes past 7 on Radio Nova, Wednesday's Brekkie Trekkie, and this week's competition is for a Paraglow heater to warm you up in this icy weather. And to enter the competition, all you have to do is answer three questions. Number one, on what side of the road do the Japanese drive? Do they really drive, of course? Not probably what they do. Second question, Paraglow takes its name from which inexpensive heating fuel? And number three, it never snows in Japan. True or false? If you know the answers to these, get them in by next Tuesday to the Paraglow competition, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2. And right now, fast approaching 23 minutes past 7, and here's Anne Murray with her latest record, and this is called A Little Good News, and Bob will have, hopefully, some of that shortly.
I rolled out this morning, kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. Need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand. just once, how I'd like to see the headlines say, not much to print today, can't find nothing bad to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town. Nobody OD'd, nobody burned a single building down. Nobody fired a shot in anger, nobody had to die in vain. Sure could use a little good news today.
Latest and a little good news. 26 minutes past seven, birthday today on the musical scene, and Gary Tibbs, who was with Adam and the Ants and Roxy Music for a while, he's celebrating his birthday. Also, Andy Cox, a member of The Beat, and here's one from them from last summer at 26 past seven.
Since you've gone, it happens every day. I
I Can't Get Used to Losing You, formerly done by Andy Williams. That's the version by The Beat from last summer, and it's all to celebrate Andy Cox's birthday. He's in the group, and more from them later on. The time now, 29 and a half minutes past seven.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
The best music.
Yippee!
On Radio Nova.
Well, maybe the best music, best people in the newsroom. Well, I suppose you have to put up with Bob Gallico again. Over to you, Bob.
And not the best weather either, I bring you. Very cold with widespread frost at first this morning, and some rain and sleet in the afternoon, turning to snow later in the evening. Will that keep you shut up there for a while?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yes.
Always when you're invited into the program, you come up with the good news.
Sure.
Well, snow and sleet.
Expected high is probably around 2 degrees today. And the headlines, Justice Minister Mr. Michael Noonan has said he's very interested in a suggestion that a paramilitary police force should be set up to fight terrorism. But he said the Gardaí don't need to be armed yet. Tributes have been paid to the late Fianna Fáil TD for Leash Offaly Burke Cowan, who died in a Dublin hospital yesterday. There was sharp ground frost overnight. Many roads are described as treacherous. In the North, Unionist councillors in Derry walked out of a meeting last night in protest at a name change of the city council from Londonderry to Derry Council. A third person has been charged with murder over the Ballykelly pub bombing in December 1982. The Soviet leader, Mr. Andropov, has said Moscow is prepared to resume arms limitation talks with the United States, but the first move must come from Washington. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for this year's American presidential election, has said if he becomes president, he'll gradually withdraw American troops from Europe. And the search is to be resumed this morning for the two army climbers missing in the Cairngorms since Friday. There's now little hope of finding them alive. Looking at the papers on this budget day, two lead with stories on the subject, the Times and the Independent. The press concentrates on the peace plan put forward by the former Minister for Justice, Des O'Malley. O'Malley's police plan, Doyle called for new force, going on to say that Fianna Fáil frontbencher and former Minister for Justice, Mr. Des O'Malley, last night called for a new paramilitary-type police force to be set up alongside the Gardaí to fight subversion and terrorism. Mr. O'Malley proposed a national full-time force comprising 750 to 1,000 men, recruited from within the Gardaí throughout the country. They'd be given the sole task of watching and gathering information through constant surveillance on men engaging in acts of extreme violence within the jurisdiction of the state. And so to the budget. According to the Indo, Alan Dukes is not the only financial expert in his household. Oh, no. Pictured on the front pages of the Indo and Times of the other finance minister, Mrs. Fionnuala Dukes. She operates the household budget. And as her husband struggles to keep the country's finances in shape, he's struggling. Fionnuala follows a practical, no-nonsense form of budgeting to run the household on the minister's salary of £34,794.
God, what a struggle.
Yes. Well, the ground rules are simple. No overdraft to cover weekly expenses. No, running a home for two adults and two young daughters. No credit cards. Overdrafts are a necessity for big things, Fionnuala admits, like houses and cars and public spending. Little scope on direct taxation is the headline, getting back to the other budget, going on to say that unless Alan Dukes comes up with some major concessions today, the average taxpayer will end up paying substantially more income tax this year. And in the Times, Dukes rejects haughty claim on budget figures. Oh, enough of the budget. We'll have enough about it tomorrow. There is a bit of pop news in the headline.
Oh, good, yes.
Declan,
what's that,
in front of the press.
This will interest me.
Yes. Dukes and Haughey in clash.
Oh, are they?
Yes, they're coming over, I think, on the 5th of February with a new lineup. And they're going to have two local boys in, I see. Yes. That should be rather good, shouldn't it?
They should be making sweet music.
Yes.
And it's now 27 minutes to 8. Here's the Thompson Twins. And there's three in the Thompson Twins. Figure that one out. This is called Hold Me Now.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all.
Look at me now.
We buzz and we bite and delight in the tears as we cry until dawn. Oh, hold me now. Oh, hold my heart.
was the Clash coming to Dublin. Thompson Twins are due as well. At the latest, only now, 23 and a half minutes to 8. And two requests. The first one is for Joe Byrne from Greystones. Hello to you, Joe. Going to work and listening to the programme. Hope it doesn't affect you for the day, Joe. And this comes with lots of love from girlfriend Shemaine. Isn't that a lovely name? Shemaine. Then she has a P.S. Tell them, mind, we're playing the request for Joe, not to all talk at once. I'm sure you figure that out. And also a request here for Linda Dalton of 254 Dean's Grange Terrace in Dublin 18. Good morning to you, Linda. And you are, five today. Congratulations to you. And a happy birthday and lots of love from Mum and Dad and Sister Clara as well. Hope you like Shakin' Stevens and Bonnie Tyler. That's who we have for you. Happy birthday, Linda. And it's 22 and a half to 8. Something. Cut that out. That's a rocking good way. Shaky and Bonnie. And the time? 20 minutes now to 8. If you're driving towards the city this morning, watch out. Yes, there's been a lot of frost overnight, and there are some black ice patches around. It'll send you skating. 19 and a half to 8.
Yeah.
group called The Emotions. Oh, I don't know how I feel about them. And that's called The Best of My Love. And the time is 16 from 8. On Radio Nova.
Radio Nova is giving away £100 in cash every day in the great Radio Nova 100 a day giveaway.
Monday afternoon, Greg Cochran played the £100 giveaway record. Brian Hyland sealed with a kiss. No sooner had it finished, and we had 9 unlucky phone callers, and then came caller number 10. Hello, Radio Nova.
Hello, I'm ringing up about the record you just played.
Brian Hyland.
Sealed with a kiss with Brian Hyland, yes.
Where are you ringing from?
I'm ringing from Killiney.
Killiney?
Yes.
What's your name?
Mary McKeever.
Now, what would you do with £100 if you won?
Oh, plenty. I have a big family.
Oh.
It will always come in handy.
And have you ever won in a competition before?
No, I haven't.
You don't have the luck of the Irish, do you?
I haven't been as lucky as that.
Well, Mary, this time you have won.
Marvellous!
You're caller number 10.
Great!
You've just won £100 in cash.
Well, that is terrific. I've rung up every single day.
Well, it must make you feel good.
Absolutely marvellous.
Another great cash giveaway from Radio Nova, 88 FM and 819 AM.
Duffy's Fabrics, the curtain fabric specialists, Norvell Street and Ilac Centre.
And the time now is 7:45, and don't forget we'll have the classic record at about 8:15 today, and when it's repeated before 8 o'clock, yes, if you ring 604-043, and if you're the 10th caller, you win £100 right here on Radio Nova. Isn't that wonderful? Yippee. The headline, by the way, Bob, in one of the English papers this morning, the Tories are revolting. And I was wondering, did you agree?
Well, it's like the old one, sire, the peasants are revolting, yes, aren't they? Rats. Rats is what I say. Rats can become problem drinkers, says Dr. Gaylord Ellison, a professor of psychology in Los Angeles. And he doesn't mean the you duty rat kind, I don't know, real ones. Then the paper said he should know, since he worked with some of the hardest drinking rats to ever hang around a bar. See, he's using animals in his research into alcoholism, and to link his research more closely with human behavior, he's given his rats their own bar.
Oh, great.
Yes, it has 6 drinking spouts, 3 that provide an alcohol solution flavored with anise, and 3 giving water. Now, Professor Ellison said his study showed that most of the rat colony drink the hard stuff in moderation, but 9% become problem drinkers, which he says is about the same percentage as in human society. Only a small percentage of the rat colony remain teetotalers. What a load of rubbish. I mean, he's loading the evidence, isn't he? I mean, he's giving the rats the booze. With the price of drink, if they had to buy their own, there'd be a lot more of them teetotal.
8:13. And remember Andrew Archer?
Yes, indeed.
Our good friend Andy Archer used to do the programs on Radio Nova between, 10 and 2 in the day, during the summer before last.
That's
well,
correct.
Andy now is on Radio Caroline. And he's put together a book. I can't imagine. It's called Caroline 319 into the 80s, compiled and written by Andy Archer, Caroline's longest-serving disc jockey.
Fair play.
Yes, there you are. The front page, the hand-painted illustration of the MV Ross Revenge, which is out there in the North Sea at the moment. God help them in this cold weather. And the book contains photographs of the Caroline operation through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and put together by Andy Archer. Now, I haven't seen it. I don't know what it's like, but it's £4 sterling from Seagull Sales, BCM Box 66, London WC1.
Seagull Sales. They deliver it by Seagull.
They must. So there you are, if you want to catch up on Andrew Archer. And I'm sure there are many people who want to do that.
Dear, dear.
12:30 now to 8. It's chilly Wednesday morning, and the Brecky Drecky here's James Ingram and Michael McDonald. It's Bob's favorite title. All right, Bob. Yeah, I'll be there.
Heavenly Father.
what it means. Here's Tom Robinson Band and Listen to the Radio. The time now on Radio Nova, 8:08 on our brand new track.
Leave the bureau in the snow. Catch a tram to Uncle Poe. An evening ring around. Slipping by the concierge. By the bikes and up the stairs. Snap the latch and creep into the room.
Listen to the Radio, 8:05 in Nova, and on this date in 1915, as we checked up the old records, we see that the first transcontinental telephone call was made. It was made between Alexander Graham Bell, who was very important in the telephone business, and also Thomas Watson. Alexander Graham Bell, a bit of a Fergal Quinn, really. And Alexander Graham Bell and Thomas Watson phoned each other, and one was in New York and one in San Francisco. The first transcontinental telephone call this date in 1915. It's now just after 8:04.
I just can't believe it.
Light Orchestra and the Telephone Line. I'm dedicating that one to Tommy and not Virgil. Virgil is in the post. Well, he was yesterday. He hasn't arrived yet. And the 8 o'clock news, well, that's on the way.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement of all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Saltry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
If you want a new or used Ford, contact Shea Heshen at Fairlane Motors. New Fiestas, Escorts, Sierras, Capris, and Granadas. All the old-time Ford family favorites. And a top-class range of all makes of used cars as well, with a three-month warranty and the reliability and personal service you'll always get at Fairlane. Call up and inspect the range or phone Fairlane at 515-200. Even with a used car, you'll still get a cup of coffee or two if you play your cars right.
With Club Travel, you get together with sun-loving, fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
Sitting in the sun, good wine, and good company.
A nice beach for the wife and fun for the kids.
Sun, sea, and relaxation.
I enjoy different foods in different countries.
Plenty of sun, food, men, and drink.
The nightlife, the girls, the disco, and the crack.
With Club Travel, you get together with sun-loving, fun-loving people. 727-4-4.
Hello, evening, Howard Small Lads. Can I help you?
It's Ireland's favourite tea time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. There was sharp ground frost overnight in the country and snow fell in the Midlands and the West. Many roads are described as treacherous and motorists are advised to drive with extreme caution. In Dublin, conditions are said to be particularly bad at Killiney and Balbriggan, with black ice in many places on roads. Tributes have been paid to the late Fianna Fáil TD Felice Offaly, Mr. Burke Cowan, who died in a Dublin hospital yesterday. Taoiseach Dr. Fitzgerald said Mr. Cowan had earned the respect of the whole Dáil. The Justice Minister, Mr. Michael Noonan, has said he's very interested in a suggestion that a paramilitary police force should be set up to fight terrorism. But he said the Gardaí don't need to be armed yet. The Minister for Industry, Mr. Bruton, is to have further talks with the management of Ford's in Cork about the proposed closure of the plant. He said last night that he'd be trying to persuade them to reconsider their closure decision, which would put 800 men out of work. In the North, unionist councillors in Derry walked out of a meeting last night in protest at a name change of the city council from Londonderry to Derry Council. The British government agreed to the name change in response to a request from the SDLP majority. A third person has been charged with murder over the Ballykelly pub bombing in December 1982. He's Patrick Derek Shutter, age 37, from Hollymount Park in the Waterside area of Derry. He pleaded not guilty to murdering four people in a special court in Limavady. Abroad, the Soviet leader, Mr. Andropov, has said Moscow is prepared to resume arms limitation talks with the United States, but the first move must come from Washington. Mr. Andropov said every effort should be made to reach agreement on limiting nuclear arms, but dialogue must be on an equal level, not from the position of strength President Reagan was talking about. Western diplomats are said to have noted the relatively moderate tone of Mr. Andropov's comments carried in the Soviet newspaper Pravda. But it's said by a Western correspondent in Moscow that there's little to suggest that the discussions in Stockholm between the Soviet Foreign Minister, Mr. Gromyko, and the American Secretary of State, Mr. George Shultz, have borne real fruit. There's no reaction yet from Washington. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for this year's American presidential election, has said that if he becomes president, he'll gradually withdraw American troops from Europe. Mr. Jackson said Europe should start paying its own way for defense. The search is to be resumed this morning for two Army climbers missing in the Cairngorm since Friday, but there's now little hope of finding them alive. And late last night, a French tug was still searching for the bodies of two crewmen from the cargo ship Radiant Med, which sank off Guernsey. 14 bodies have been recovered, 9 crew members survived. And finally, a new study commissioned by Britain and France is understood to recommend that work on a Channel rail tunnel should begin as soon as possible. The cost is estimated at £7 billion. The study said a road and rail tunnel would be too dear. That would cost more than £50 billion. Independent Radio News from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past eight. Radio
Nova. Thank you, Bob. And a look at the weather now for Dublin. Very cold with widespread frost. We certainly have that. Rain and sleet in the afternoon, turning to snow later in the evening. And if I continue reading this, it's going to get worse. City high today around 2 degrees Celsius. Welcome into the Wednesday Brekkie Trekkie and the Top of the Pops Top 20, starting with Matthew. The Top of the Pops Top 20, Matthew Wilder and Break My Stride. 6 minutes past eight, and we'll return to the Top 20 in a second. It's just that we cannot leave out our milestone of pop history. The morning wouldn't be the same. And we'll dedicate this record to Susan from the Libyan Army. Good morning to you, Susan. We're all asking for you. Well, especially the Irish contingent. And also hello to Suzanne, and it's greetings to you from Tony. He says, keep up the good work. He's proud of you. He sits and watches and does nothing himself. Anyway, for Susan and Suzanne, our milestone of pop history, which is from 1975. This record reached number one on this date for the Times. And ooh, Miss Grace. You're a disgrace, but I love it. 6.5 minutes past eight.
Down.
Grace, by the Times, the milestone of pop history. 9 minutes past eight on Nova, and this week's Top of the Pops, Top 20, number 20, Speed Your Love to Me by Simple Minds. The Icicle Works are at 19, 18, dropping down Billy Joel, and Echo and the Bunnymen, The Killing Moon, is in at 17, which is great. Number 16, Running with the Night by Lionel Richie. 15, The Status Cure. Number 14 is Break My Stride, Matthew Wilder. Good to see him in there at last. Number 13, I Am What I Am by Gloria Gaynor. And this one is at number 12. Also great to see it in, but ABC-ish, group from Scotland, Fiction Factory, and It Feels Like Heaven. It's 10 minutes past 8.
Heaven is closer now today.
Hey, it feels like heaven. Fiction Factory. And the time is 13 minutes past 8. And that's a new entry at number 12 on the brand new Top of the Pops Top 20. Number 11 is the Eurythmics moving up. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, is at 10. Number 9, China Crisis, Big Country at 8. Number 7, Bird of Paradise by Snowy White. John Lennon only moved up to number 6 from last week's 11. Nobody told me. Number 5, Shaky and Bonnie. Howard Jones dropping down to 4. Joe Fagan at 3. Paul McCartney at 2, dropping down the Pipes of Peace. And number 1, Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax, a super record, my favourite, and we may slip it in later on. And it's 13 and a half minutes past 8.
Sally Free Limerick Steaks.
Free,
in packs of two for as little as 45 pence. Beat that for value, or this for handiness. To prepare Bally Free Steaks, drop the pack into simmering water, wait 2 minutes, and meal's ready. Bally Free Limerick Steaks. Great taste, great value. Try them.
We've been burgled.
It can happen to anyone. Today, it could be you.
It makes sense to beat the burglar now. At Insurance Corporation of Ireland, we're here to help. Our home security advisory service is a new service to householders everywhere. We'll supply you with a free home security advice brochure and to our policy holders a 15% discount on home security equipment plus other incentives. Contact Insurance Corporation now. Together, we can beat the burglar and make 1984 home security year.
Clutch or gearbox problems? Call Clutch and Transmission Services for fast-fit clutch, gearbox, and auto transmission repairs. Drive in, get it done, and drive away. Prices are fixed for clutches and transmissions, and there's no waiting around. Call Clutch and Transmission Services, south side on 942411 and north side on 301-277. Fast-fit clutch and transmissions, a brilliant idea. Once you're into our clutches, you won't want us to let you go.
You can get the credit.
Credit for home bridging finance with Credit Finance Bank.
You can get the credit.
Credit for the new car you want.
You can get the credit.
Credit for that extra business finance.
You can get the credit.
You can benefit from the credit you're due with Credit Finance Bank. Call us. We're in the book.
More and more people are staying with the Toyota Starlet.
Well, these days you have to think of economy. And that's where the Starlet really scores. I'm more than satisfied with the mileage I get. 56 to the gallon. Besides, it's one car that really holds its value.
Toyota Starlet. 1 litre three-door or 1.3 litre five-speed five-door. See them today at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, what a feeling.
Starlet.
Toyota. And the time now is 16 minutes past 8 on Radio Nova on the Brekkie Trekkie. Just reading this morning, Bob, about some more candidates for Loser of the Week.
Who is it this week?
And there's actually a few guys here who nicked a bit of money, you see.
Uh-huh.
So they were trying to get rid of it, trying to, as they say, launder it. So they got lots of traveler's checks and things and disappeared off to Monte Carlo. And they got some expensive suits, £800 silk suits, and they posed as playboys and millionaires, and they played the tables, hoping sort of that they'd be shown as, well, big losers at the gambling tables, not right, to arouse suspicion. But the unfortunate thing was, did they lose? Not at all. They won. And a big crowd gathered round and spotted them. And one of them was asked by another player, what do you do for a living? And he said, oh, I'm unemployed, mate. What a way to sort of drift into the crowd. Anyhow, when they finished with that, was arousing all this suspicion in Monte Carlo, they came home on the cross-channel ferry and said, we have to get rid of some of this loot. So they decided to throw it overboard. So they were throwing it overboard and a big wind came and blew it back onto the ship. Which is true. Anyhow, they were caught and sentenced to various terms of sentence.
Some people are so unlucky, winning money and having it blown back to them. You know, down...
17 past 8.
Down in Ballyporeen, they're getting ready for Ronnie. Yes, they are. County Councillor Con Donovan, who runs a grocery and drapery store in the village, said yesterday that the Irish visit to the ancestral home would secure the Irish vote for President Reagan when he runs for a second term of office.
Oh, they're cynics, they are.
I'll bet Ron never thought of that, did he? Anyway, publican's wife, Mrs. Mary Farrell, of the Ronald Reagan Lounge...
Oh, my gosh.
...in the main street is selling small plastic sachets containing clay from the site of the Reagan homestead at 30p each.
Clay?
Yeah, she says they're going great with the tourists. She says, I got the idea after visiting the coal mines in Johannesburg in South Africa. We bought souvenirs, pieces of rock from the mines, and I thought it would be a good idea to sell pieces of the old sod to American tourists.
Oh, yeah, they cut out the grass bit, though, didn't they?
Wait a minute. I thought she was selling little bags of clay. She's not shopping around it. Oh, that old sod. Anyway, the souvenir clay, yes, which was dug up by Mrs. Farrell in the field where the Reagan ancestral home once stood. You could not get a more genuine souvenir of the president's Irish home, added Mrs. Farrell. It's very popular, and the Americans love it. Of course they do. They make it into a little doll and stick pins in it.
18 minutes past 8. This morning's classic with which you could win £100. Here it is.
Yeah.
You couldn't, Bob.
Oh.
You have enough already.
I won't listen then.
This one by Fleetwood Mac. Don't Stop. And it'll be played sometime on Radio Nova before 8 o'clock today. If you're the 10th caller, £100 to you.
Thank you.
Yes, that's the 100-pound record today. Fleetwood Mac and Don't Stop. And somebody's going to play it before 8 o'clock on Radio Nova. You can ring 604-043 when you hear it. And if you are the 10th caller, you get the £100. That's our £100 giveaway from Radio Nova. 21 and a half minutes past 8 on Wednesday's Brekkie and Trekkie. These are the Romantics. Romantics and talking in your sleep. And time for this morning's a loony, a lyric, yippee. And it's now 25 minutes past 8, by the way. Oh, it fell on the floor. Fallen on the floor. And this morning's loony lyric, first of all, we'll say hello to all the gang in the Royal Library Assurance in One Grand Parade, Ranelagh, Dublin 6. Thank you for your effort, which we're not accepting. But this morning's loony lyric comes to us from Hilary McDonough of Bird Avenue, Clonskee in Dublin 14. Hello to you, Hilary. And she says, have you listened to It's a Miracle by Culture Club? What about the first line? Is it going down Grafton Street? You never know who you might meet. Well, let's have a listen. Well, ish, Hilary, ish. But we let you away with it. It is Boy George going down Grafton Street at 26 minutes past 8.
Girls that cross the street, you never know who you might meet. Who's in this guy? Ooh, as you blow a storm, there's no one there to keep you warm. It's no surprise, there's something in my eyes. It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Culture Club, and it's a miracle with Boy George going down Grafton Street. Does he do it? Let's have another listen. It's 29 minutes now past 8. Oh, yes, he does. And thank you to Hilary McDonough, who gets a T-shirt. When we get them in stock, Hilary, you'll be top of the list for a little T-shirt sent out to you.
It's happening everywhere you go. The Great Forecourt Festival from Texaco, and it's coming to a service station near you. Be on the lookout for the great new-look Texaco service station in Churchtown, which reopens on Wednesday, January 25th at 3:30 p.m. And the fun goes on right through till Saturday. Meet Charlie Chaplin, who will give you free Cokes, crisps, and lots more for the kids, plus 1,000 one-pound petrol vouchers for you, the motorist. Another Great Forecourt celebration from Texaco, designed with your service in mind. Texaco, where motoring excitement begins.
Spoil yourself all this week at the fabulous Danish Viking Petisu. You can find us at the Powers Court Townhouse Centre. We offer 25%, yes, 25% off everything for unbeatable value and quality baking. Visit our stands and voucher stores, Henry Street, Blackrock and Powers Court Townhouse Centre.
More and more people are staying with the Toyota Starlet.
Well, these days you have to think of economy, and that's where the Starlet really scores. I'm more than satisfied with the mileage I get, 56 to the gallon. Besides, it's one car that really holds its value.
Toyota Starlet, 1 litre 3-door or 1.3 litre 5-speed 5-door. See them today at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, what a feeling.
Starlet.
The Cranach stock clearance sale is now on. 10% off all stock can save you hundreds of pounds. Take your pick of the wide range of craftsman-built dining and sitting room suites, as well as cabinets and casual pieces. The Cranach policy of selling direct from the factory to you guarantees huge savings. And now you can do even better with a further 10% discount off all stock. Cranach in Navan. Open weekdays 10 to 6, Sundays 2 to 6. Only an hour from Dublin.
Shattered windscreen? Whatever time of the day or night this happens to your car or truck glass, you're never far away from expert attention. All weather truck and auto glass replacements operate a 24-hour emergency windscreen service. Our city centre branch at 33 Bolton Street and South City branch at Grand Canal Quay operate non-stop Monday to Saturday, 8:30 to 5:30, including through lunchtime. For rapid, expert windscreen, door, vent glass and heated rear screen replacements, plus the fabulous range of all-weather sunroof systems, remember the 24-hour emergency windscreen number, 713-655. 713-655.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
You're tuned to Radio Nova from Dublin. Good morning, and a special hello to Anne Sheehan of Roebuck Road in Clonskeagh. Morning, Anne, and good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Declan. What's the weather like?
You won't like it.
Not a lot.
No, very cold, with widespread frost at first and rain and sleet in the afternoon turning to snow later in the evening. And the city high today, not much more than 2 degrees, if even that. And the headlines carrying on with the weather, there was sharp ground frost overnight and snow fell in the Midlands and the West, and many roads are described as treacherous. Motorists are advised to drive with extreme care. Tributes have been paid to the late Fianna Fáil TD Felice Offaly of Burke Cowan, who died in a Dublin hospital yesterday. The Justice Minister, Mr. Michael Noonan, has said he's very interested in a suggestion that a paramilitary police force should be set up to fight terrorism. In the North, a third person has been charged with murder over the Ballykelly pub bombing in December 1982. The Soviet leader, Mr. Andropov, has said Moscow is prepared to resume arms limitation talks with the United States, but the first move must come from Washington. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for this year's American presidential election, has said that if he becomes president, he'll gradually withdraw American troops from Europe. And a search is to be resumed this morning for the two army climbers missing in the Cairngorm since Friday, but there's now little hope of finding them alive. Looking at the papers on this budget day, in case you've forgotten, two lead with stories on the subject, the Times and the Independent. The Press concentrates on the peace plan put forward by the former Minister for Justice, Des O'Malley. O'Malley's police plan, Doyle called for new force. Well, he on to say that Fianna Fáil frontbencher and former Minister for Justice, Mr. Des O'Malley, last night called for a new paramilitary-type police force to be set up alongside the Gardaí to fight subversion and terrorism. Mr. O'Malley proposed a national full-time force comprising 750 to 1,000 men recruited from within the Gardaí throughout the country. They'd be given the sole task of watching and gathering information through constant surveillance on men engaging in acts of extreme violence within the jurisdiction of the state.
And so to the budget. And according to the Indo, Alan Dukes is not the only financial expert in his household. Well,
me?
No. The pictures on the front page of the Indo and Times of the other finance minister, Mrs. Fanula Dukes. And she operates the household budget. And as her husband struggles to keep the country's finances in shape, well, who's struggling? Fanula follows a practical, no-nonsense form of budgeting to run the household.
Yes.
On the minister's pittance of £34,794.
Oh, how does she do it?
I don't know.
A struggle that must be.
Well, you see, the ground rules are simple. No overdraft to cover weekly expenses running a home for two adults and two young daughters. No, she manages without an overdraft on them. No credit cards. Overdrafts are a necessity for big things, Fanula admits, like houses and cars.
Houses and cars.
What's an overdraft, anyway? Yes, and little scope on direct taxation is the headline. Getting back to the other budget, going on to say that unless Alan Dukes comes up with some major concessions today, the average taxpayer will end up paying substantially more income tax this year and will need a bigger overdraft. And in the Times, Dukes rejects Pawhee claim on budget figures. Well, let's get away from the budget for a minute, because there's an interesting story on the back of the Indo today. Willie P.J. White of Millsboro, Delaware, was sitting up in bed, fully dressed and wrapped in blankets, when he was found. Found? Yes, the 82-year-old had been dead for 3 years of natural causes.
What?
But his wife, Edith, 77, and 59-year-old daughter didn't know he was dead. They thought he was possessed by a spirit. The only spirit I can think of he could be possessed by would be out of a bottle of embalming fluid if he'd been there for 3 years. Speaking of things like that, the Nova Nag didn't run yesterday, and today...
It never does, even when it's scheduled.
Nobody ran yesterday. Today, there's no English racing, so we're going to give you one for Irish racing, because we know you want to get out there and have a bet and make a lot of money.
No, we don't.
In the 2:15 at Ferry House, assuming the Ferry House is on today following an inspection at 7 o'clock this morning, in the 2:15, hold the head. And that's what they'll be doing at about 2:20, I think.
34 minutes now from 9 on Nova. Good morning. Wednesday's Brekkie Trekkie is coming at you. Here's Naked Eyes when the lights go out. Naked Eyes when the lights go out, 21 minutes before 9. And from Henry Scheele of Bendel State in Nigeria. Is he getting us over there? No, he's not. But he writes and says, please say hello to Elaine Bradley of Dundrum sometime around the 24th because it is her birthday. And the message to you, Elaine, is that Henry is counting all the days till he gets home to see you. So greetings from Nigeria to Elaine this morning. And also celebrating a birthday around this time, in fact, today, Andy Cox from The Beat. Here's a record from them, and it's 20 and a half before nine. Too nice to talk to, celebrating the birthday of Andy Cox. More from them and from Gary Tibbs as well on the birthday file with Colm Hage after the 11 o'clock news. This morning, it's now 17 and a half minutes before nine, is Gloria Gaynor.
Why not? called travel. You get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
I adore Spain.
See interesting places and meeting people.
A lot of sun and action.
Sunshine, beaches, nightlife.
A suntan and shopping in the market.
I always go with Club Travel to the Greek islands because of the crack.
No school, I'm going swimming.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
You can pull elastic in, elastic out, in, out. You can stretch it all about. Cause these cozy fits have elasticated legs, so nothing should leak out.
Oh, cozy fits are cozy inside.
Cozy fits, drier on the skin side.
More and more people are staying with the Toyota Starlet.
Well, these days you have to think of economy, and that's where the Starlet really scores. I'm more than satisfied with the mileage I get, 56 to the gallon. Besides, it's one car that really holds its value.
Toyota Starlet. 1 litre three-door or 1.3 litre five-speed five-door. See them today at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, 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 what a feeling.
Starlet.
Toyota.
Ah, John, we've been burgled.
It can happen to anyone. Today, it could be you. It makes sense to beat the burglar now. At Insurance Corporation of Ireland, we're here to help. Our home security advisory service is a new service to householders everywhere. We'll supply you with a free home security advice brochure and to our policy holders a 15% discount on home security equipment plus other incentives. Contact Insurance Corporation now. Together, we can beat the burglar and make 1984 home security year.
Hello? Is that you, Festy? Here, listen, where shall I tell you? I'm after getting myself a great New York from Bank of Ireland. A pass card. No, you idiot. Nobody's dead. I'm talking about the York you stick into the contraption in the wall that gives you up to £100 any time, day or night. No, of course the money's not free, but I'm having my wages paid direct to Bank of Ireland. Huh? And why wouldn't I need one? Sure, why if Nobler wanted to go to a late night disco and me with not a tosser on me? And you know what else? There's over 50 of them in Dublin and 140 all over Ireland. No, you idiot. Not discos, contraptions in the wall.
Pass. Your passport to Ireland's biggest 24-hour banking service. From Bank of Ireland.
Listen, I've a pass for two for Sunday. Will you come? No, you idiot. Not to the bank. To the match.
Duffy's Fabrics, the curtain fabric specialists, Norvell Street and ILAC Center.
The best music, Declan Mayans, on Radio Nova.
And if you're rushing into work, wondering about the time, well, it's coming up now to 11 minutes to 9.
Played the game of life so